Will the members please note their presence by voting? Will the secretary please take the roll?
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senator Fahrenkamp is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Pastor John Reiner, all state Bible church.
We pray. Our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, we come to you today and offer our thanks for your love, kindness, and daily direction. Grant us the attitude of heartfelt appreciation for the daily benefits bestowed upon us. Today we would intercede for our nation and our president, for our state, our governor, and other officials. We ask for alertness of mind to think through the complex problems of our day. We ask for tenderness of heart to sense the pulse beat of our nation and our state. We would seek your wisdom for the insight needed to meet the challenges of our day and the directives to properly handle the opportunities of tomorrow. Grant us your peace for this day and its tasks. Amen.
This brings us to the introduction of guests. Senator Kelly.
President in the far gallery over there, a friend of many of us in the Anchorage area, too, Baron Coley and Connie Benderson.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, in the gallery on the far side, we have a group of sixth graders from White Cliff School in Ketchikan. They're up here observing the governmental process under a local mini-grant. As I call the name of each student, would you please rise and remain standing until we've covered everybody? Debbie Canfield, Cammie Brooks, Mary Schenk, Kyle Johansson, Stan Oaksmith, Larry Jones, Bobby Thornton, Brian Jepson, Alan Jacobson, Ty Walker, Lance White, Jake Whitaker. And with them are Sharon Walker, parent chaperone, Dan Michelson, their teacher, and Norm Stanley, an old friend and bridge playing buddy of mine, the principal of White Cliff. Welcome.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 50th legislative day.
Senator Collado.
Mr. President, I move the National Day of the Legislative Journal for the 50th day to be approved and certified.
Without objection, the journal is certified.
Messages of March 5. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Joint Resolution Number 10, Local Boundary Commission Recommendation 1 of January 23, 1979, for annexation of territory to the City of Kodiak, Legislative Resolve Number 3. I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Concurrent Resolution Number 7, amended, annexation of territory to the City of Kodiak. Legislative Resolve Number 4, sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Those are the messages today from the Governor.
Messages from the other House.
Message of March 5, The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 21 by the Resources Committee relating to the Northwest Alaska Pipeline Company.
Resources, Finance.
That is the only message from the House.
Communications?
There are no communications today.
Reports of Standing Committee.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution 12, approving regulations adopted by the Alaska Policy Council, and recommends it back as follows with a letter of intent. Senator Sturgalewski, Chairman, signed do pass with letter of intent. Senators Mulcahy and signed do pass. Senator Kelly signed do not pass. SCR 12 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 188, Special Appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for Reopening of the Akutna Road, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Bennett, and Meehlin. SB 188 has a further referral to Finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 191, Special Appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for repairs to the Eagle River North Road, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, and reports that back as follows. Senator Kelly, Vice Chairman, and Senator Bradley signed do pass. Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. SB 191 has a further referral to Finance. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill 197, providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $5,200,000 for reconstruction of the Akutna Road in Chugach State Park, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Bennett, and Meehlin. SB 197 has a further referral to Finance. The Rules Committee considered House Bill 78, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for funding of transportation programs during the final quarter of fiscal year 1979, and recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 78, Finance, and reports it back as follows. Senator Coletta, Chairman, and Senator Holman signed do pass. Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation, and do appear on the March 7 calendar. This bill will appear on tomorrow's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 9, Taxes on Business, and recommends this be placed on the March 7 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Killian, and Ziegler. SB 9 will appear in tomorrow's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 14, protesting Internal Revenue Service regulations removing the tax exempt status of certain private schools, and Senate Joint Resolution 18, urging passage of a bill in Congress to amend the Shipping Act 1916, and recommends these two resolutions appear on the March 7 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman and Ziegler. These two resolutions will appear in tomorrow's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports for today.
Any reports of special committee?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions?
There are no resolutions today.
Introduction Senate bill?
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 170 by Senators Coletta, Simpson, and Fahrenkamp. An act creating the Alaska General Stock Ownership Corporation and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
That is the only bill today.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 86 by all members of the Senate. An act requiring fiscal notes to be prepared for regulations having fiscal impact. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Dankworth, Bennett, Hackney, and Ray. There are no amendments.
Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move an entry on the consent of the rules to suspend the consent of the lady, so the committee will advance the third reading and place the
without objection, Senate Bill 86 is in third reading.
Senate Bill Number 86, an act requiring fiscal notes to be prepared for regulations having fiscal impact.
Thank you. Question. Question has been called for. The question is, so, Senate Bill 86 passed the Senate. Members, please proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
And so Senate Bill 86 has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 71, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to issuance of free annual licenses for senior citizens and providing for an effective date. This is left over from yesterday with the motion for adoption of the committee substitute pending.
Senator Dankwart.
Mr. President, I'd like to ask that this Senate Bill 71 be held over for one legislative day.
One more
legislative.
Without objection, Senate Bill 71 will be held on the first step tomorrow.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3 by Senator Ray relating to utilization of flex time for state employees. The State Affairs Committee considered this resolution and recommends do pass, signed Senator Kelly, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Bradley, and Ziegler. The Finance Committee considered this resolution and recommends do pass with a letter of intent, signed Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Dankworth, Bennett, Hackney, and Ray. There is no amendment.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move the Senate adopt SCR as first time.
Question. Question has been called for. The Senate may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote?
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
So Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3 has passed the Senate.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 8 by Senator Curtula relating to the Petersville Road. The Resources Committee considered this resolution and recommends do pass with an amendment. Senator Sumner, Chairman, and Senator Dankworth signed no recommendation. Senators Curtula, Bennett, Meland, and Fahrenkamp signed do pass. Amendment number 1 by the Resources Committee to page 1, lines 17 and 18 shows a deletion and an insertion. This has been distributed to all senators.
Senator Curtula.
President, I move adoption of the amendment. President, all it does is save the state a little money and says as nearly as possible to construct the Petersville Road along the existing line. It's not possible, and I've been up down the road when I grew up in my country. It's very possible to construct it on the existing alignment. People that live along the area want it to be constructed. There's some possibility that portions of it will not be without the resolution. So, well, I have a second study just to see if it's possible to do so, and that would be attempted amendment.
Amendment number 1 is before us. Unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, amendment number 1 is adopted. Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, a question to Senator Curtula. Senator, the reason for my question is the fact that the Petersville road does lead into the that proposed in LA park area. And my question is, to what distance has the realignment of the Petersville Road is suggested. How far would any realignment go over the great length of the road?
Senator Curtula?
Well, according to the petition, which I don't have before me, there is a radical realignment suggested. And according to Michael Tooley, Central Regional Engineer, Highways and Design, last January, this January, that is, on a Wednesday, and this letter is dated January 26th, 45 people met at the Susitna Valley High School in Talkeetna to hear this. And they said they were wholly supportive of the road, and they reckoned reconstruction of Petersville Road rather than a new alignment. It was interesting to note that people familiar with the area agreed that the south face of, speaking of McKinley, has the best view. They want others to see the same beauty of Mount McKinley. They were not of the lockup mentality. Undoubtedly, the Copacetic connection may be on a different portion, but I don't want to get the thing all confused. And the people there that live along it work in the area, and I understand to a man, according to this testimony, we're in favor of this approach, this resolution. It's a historic road, it's the old Patchwork Trail. It's on high ground and it's on gravel where there is a possibility of being on gravel.
Senator Ruddy?
Mr. President, my concern over the resolution is the fact that the alignment may be required to be changed in certain portions, and I'm hopeful that we can provide for public entrance into Denali State Park. It's one of the crying needs in Alaska, is the fact that many of our urban people can't enjoy the state parks that have been set aside. I don't want to see a confrontation between the Department of Transportation and anyone else that would result in a road not being built that does need to be built. And I hope that this resolution will not see the decision-making process that's going on now within the Department of Transportation.
Mr. President.
Senator Wright.
Let me stand at these, please.
Just briefly, we don't have an alternate study in this case again, because what the new amendment just says, if it's possible, construct there. Of course, if it's not possible, don't do so. That's all it does.
Any further debate?
Question
has been called for. The question is, shall Senate concurrent resolution number 8 pass the Senate members make the seat of vote? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The secretary may take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
And so, Senate concurrent resolution number 8 has passed the Senate. That brings us to the bottom of today's calendar. We are now in unfinished business. Senator Stinson?
Mr. President, I would like to give notice of reconsideration on Senate concurrent resolution number 3.
The General will so note. Any further unfinished business?
You're in trouble,
right? Special orders. Announcement of committee. Senator Sackett.
I'd like to bring my reconsideration of SR5.
Senate Res.
5 is before us.
Senate Resolution Number 5, supporting the completion of the road connecting Heidelberg to Hollis and the rest of Prince of Wales Island. There is an Amendment Number 1 by Senator Sackett, page 1, line 27. After public facilities, insert, to request that the U.S. Forest Service complete the road.
Hearing none, Amendment Number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Class.
Mr. President, I move to adopt SR5 amendment.
Question has been called for. All those in favor of adopting Senate Resolution 5 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate Resolution 5 has passed the Senate.
Senator Under committee announcements, I'd like the members of the Judiciary Committee, if they have time between now and this afternoon's meeting at 1:30, to review Senate Bill 141, an act relating to the sentencing of criminal defendants. It's a one-pager.
Committee announcements. Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, State Affairs is adding to its calendar tomorrow Senate Bill Number 168, an act relating to the early service retirement credit for territorial employees, and it's Senate Bill 174, an act relating to credit service under the public employees retirement system. This is going to be in the Belch Room at 3:30 Wednesday afternoon.
No change in the calendar announced yesterday, but I have statement of caution of reserving the side of the Belch and Budget Room on Wednesday and Friday for any carryover from our normal meetings of Tuesday or Thursday.
Finance tomorrow at night.
General members returning.